Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. With football season comes an increased awareness of concussions. If you remember one piece of advice, it's this. Don't just shake it off if you hit your head, whether that's in sports or just around the house. Kelly Bogowith is a physical therapist at OSF.
All concussions are a form of at least mild traumatic brain injury, so it is important to make sure that you get assessed and also ensure that you're not playing sports later that same day. And a provider can give you education with how long you should be sitting out from sports and other physical activities as well. And that might even include work. Sometimes with concussions, we may not have symptoms for hours to even weeks afterwards. So it's important to get checked out by, you know, your physician or urgent care or emergency department, athletic trainer, depending on your setting. But it's not something to shake off. And it can be especially important to not have a second concussion, because that can be very dangerous and even deadly.
Every concussion patient gets a tailored recovery plan. That can include speech therapy, says OSF speech-language pathologist Ashley Brim.
It can range from working on targeting problem-solving skills, so either really basic problem-solving all the way up to reading paragraphs of information and trying to figure out important information that most of the time people don't think about. We can just read it and figure it out. But when you have a concussion and that is impacting you, it makes it 10 times more difficult. We work on a lot of memory tasks, exercises for working on memorizing word lists, figuring out different ways to help the patient memorize things better, be it with associations. So they associate the word to something else, and then they use those associations to be able to remember what has been said to them, and chaining it all together.
What pros like Bogowith and Brim don't want you to do? Disregard your plan and rely solely on pills. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, a Sports and Wellness Edition for this week. I'm Tim Dittman for OSF Healthcare. You can get a podcast of this program at wytyradio.com, and you can learn more about OSF at osfhealthcare.org.